Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We are grateful to be here this morning on this Monday, the 20th day of April 2020. We know that God is in this place. He's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. Thank you for joining us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. So we're grateful that God is taking care of all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No matter what it is that we need, God is there, and he is everywhere. So we give him praise, honor, and glory. We're going to get started in prayer today, and we will go from there. So thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, how awesome is your name in all the earth. We thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. It's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same that we praise your holy and righteous name. We know this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. I delight myself in the Lord, and the Lord is going to take care of all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And so, Father, we thank you that you rejoice over us with joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are redeemed, and we come singing, and everlasting joy is upon our heads. We obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Hallelujah, Jesus. The spirit of rejoicing and joy is our heritage, O God. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, O God. Thank you that we are free and we walk in the liberty that the Lord has given us. Father, our mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. We are ever filled and stimulated with the Holy Ghost. We speak out in psalms and hymns and make melody with all of our hearts to you, O Lord. Our happy heart is a good medicine, and we thank you that our cheerful mind works healing, O God. Thank you for the healing that is taking place because of the stripes of Jesus. The light of our eyes rejoices the heart of others, and we have a good report. We know that the report that we believe is the report of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, today that our countenance radiates the joy of the Lord. And we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and with joy we draw water, my God, from the wells of salvation. Father, we thank you that we bear much prayer fruit, O God, and we ask in Jesus' name, and we shall receive so that our joy shall be full, O God. It shall be complete and overflowing, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today we count it all joy, all strength when we encounter tests or trials or any sort that comes our way because we are strong in you, O Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you that we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Satan is under our feet, O God, and we are not moved by adverse circumstances. Thank you, Lord, today that we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and you keep us in perfect peace, O God, as our minds are stayed on thee, O God. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we dwell in the kingdom of God and have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, O God. Praise the Lord, O God. And we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that we rise in you, Lord, as an edifice higher and higher. We thank you, Lord, for what Jesus did in dying on the cross. He gave his life for us so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We have life eternally with Jesus Christ as we're living for Jesus. And we're looking forward to that day, Lord, when you tell us, well done, my Jesus, thy good and faithful servant, O Lord. We thank you so much, O God, for giving us a plan of salvation, O Jesus. We thank you for just the fact that you went down into the grave and you became victorious. And because of your victory, we have the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is nothing better than knowing you, God. And we're grateful for the Holy Ghost. When Jesus left this earth, he knew that we needed something to keep us going. As he left the disciples, he would not be with them to talk to them, to encourage them, to admonish them, to teach them. But we know that he sent the gift of the Holy Ghost to teach us, to help us, Lord, as we go along the road, oh God, as we go along the way, Lord. This earth is not our home. It's just a temporary place for us to be at this particular time, Lord. But Lord, as we're here, we thank you for the opportunity to be a witness, oh God, because there are so many many people out there who are lost in their sin. They're people who don't know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we have opportunity each and every day, oh God, even to just pray, God. If we can't reach them physically, Lord, we know that we can pray, Lord. You said to pray without ceasing, Lord, and that is what we do, Lord. So we thank you, Father, and we know that the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for these prayers, oh God, that continue to come, God. My Jesus, my God, I thank you that we are forgiven, Lord. You forgive us of unrighteousness as we come, Lord. We know we must repent and we must die daily to sin, oh God. There is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, but we decree and declare that our spirit man shall continue to rise, oh God, shall continue to overcome the enemy, oh God, because you did tell us that they overcame him, which is the devil himself, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives, even unto the death, oh God. So we thank you so much, oh God, for the opportunity to come and pray and intercede, stand in the gap, make up the hedge, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you so much because you're taking care of the little ones out there, oh, God. There are many babies who need your help right now. There are children who are suffering because they don't have enough food to eat. There are children who are suffering because their parents are angry because of what is going on around the world, and they are taking it out on the children. They're beating the children unmercifully, oh, God. And some of our little children need your help, God, because they're being molested, oh, God. They're being sodomized, Lord. So we pray and decree and declare that they shall be helped even today, God, that you bring help, Lord, because our help comes from you, God. So we pray for the little babies, oh God, who are in these homes, God, who are not being treated fairly, oh God, not being treated like little kids, oh God, not being loved, oh God. I loose the spirit of love, Lord, because children need love, oh God, each and every day, God. So you are their provider, God. So we thank you, Lord, today that you will even reveal the secret sins of those who are hiding behind closed doors, oh God, molesting our children, beating our children, even talking to them like they're animals, oh God. I pray, God, today that even the moms and dads and uncles, aunts, whoever may be doing these heinous crimes against our children, that they will come to Jesus Christ, that they will repent of the sin that they're in. Oh, my God, my God. There are some people out there who are raping, oh, God, and doing all kinds of evil, sinful, lustful things, oh, God. Perversion, oh, God, is so prevalent out there in the atmosphere, oh, God. My God, my God. We must return to that place where we are interceding, God, with that we are interceding on behalf of those who cannot do what we do, oh God, who don't know that they can call on the name of Jesus and they shall be saved. They don't know that they can pray and ask you for help. But we know, Father, today that we can pray, Lord, on their behalf, Lord. So it's just an awesome thing, Lord, when we come together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries and pray for those who are out there in their dark places, oh God. Lord, we just come against every stronghold, oh God. We know we can come against the wickedness in high places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and naturally and spiritually high places. My God, we just destroy the powers of darkness, oh God, and we lose the light of Jesus Christ today, oh God. My God, my God, we pray that the healing spirit shall take over right now. The healing spirit is taking over the minds and lives of the people as people are turning to you, God. Backsliders are being reclaimed for you, God. So we thank you for that today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're thanking you, God, today that people all across the world, oh God, are being taught about Jesus and his love as a result of the opportunity of the internet, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that people are streaming in and listening to the word of God and being helped, being healed, and being delivered, oh God. Now, we do thank you, Lord, today that we are trusting you. We are believing in you, oh God, for the healing across the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. So many people are sick, Lord. So many are in the hospital, Lord. Some of them are on a dying bed right now. And we pray, God, today that they would have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, as King, before you would call them away to their eternal place, oh God, of rest, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for healing. Thank you, Lord, for delivering. Somebody has a fever, God. Somebody has high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, scoliosis, oh God, arthritic conditions, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for healing. Heart trouble today, oh God, kidney disease, oh God, all kinds of cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph nodes, cancer of the larynx, oh God, lung cancer, oh God, breast cancer, Lord Jesus. We pray for stomach cancer that it shall be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree that you shrivel up every cancerous cell in the bodies of people across the world, oh God. Oh God, we thank you today, oh God, that prostate cancer is being healed today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Blood cancer, leukemia, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for healing that today, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're correcting the kidneys, oh God. Some people are on dialysis, oh God. They need your help, God, because it's such a painful thing to go through that process, Lord. So I pray and thank you, Lord, today for healing the kidneys today, oh God, that you heal the spleen today, oh God. Every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, oh God, being healed right now. Some are suffering from allergies, oh God. The pollen count is high in some places, Lord, and people are suffering with the eyes itching, oh God, the nose running, oh God, and all kinds of things, oh God, asthmatic conditions being aggravated today, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing power of the stripes of Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you for Jamila. Thank you for Yolanda, Lord, how you're healing those bodies, oh God. Thank you for Jeannie, oh God, that you're healing her body too, oh God, the pain that she may have been experiencing in her back, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that you remove it in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord, for Yvonne, Lord, that you heal her knees, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, my God. We appreciate you, God, for delivering and setting people free today, oh God, from sickness and disease, oh God. You said healing is a children's bread, Lord. So we thank you for that right now. You set a call on you and you will answer, Lord, and show great and mighty things, oh God, that we don't know of, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for showing those great and mighty things that we don't know of, oh God, and each and every person, oh God, who may have some kind of sickness that they don't even know of, oh God, in their bodies right now, that you heal, that you deliver, Lord, and you set them free, oh God, each and every one, God, our families, oh God, that need healing today, God, in the name of Jesus. There are those who have mental conditions, Lord, bipolar conditions, schizophrenia, Lord, some are suicidal. We come against a demonic spirit of suicide, and we lose the life in Jesus Christ this morning, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. We pray, God, today for Alzheimer's disease, oh God, Parkinson's disease today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are demented today, Father, those who have that deaf and dumb spirit, oh God, they're deaf to your voice, oh God, and dumb to the things that are righteous and holy, God. So we come against those demonic spirits right now, and we loose the spirit of Jesus Christ, oh God. I loose the spirit of salvation today, God, because we need it all across the world, God. My God, my God, it's so wonderful to hear people calling on your name, God, and asking you to come into their lives and their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. As people are being healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody has pneumonia right now and they need to be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody has low pressure, low blood pressure, high blood pressure, oh God. In the name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that healing shall come right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there's anything wrong in any of our bodies, oh God, we decree and declare that you heal each and every one of us, oh God, starting with Sister Valeria, oh God. We thank you for Sister Mary, God, and Apostle Horsley, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Linda, oh God, Sister Jeannie, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Cedric, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Marie, oh God, Sister Darlene, oh God, Sister Scholastica, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Linda today, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Deborah, oh God, that you heal us and you deliver, Lord, and you set them free today, God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Juanita, oh God, Sister Janice, oh God, Sister Grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Dorothy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Sister Janice, oh God, oh my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Yvonne, Lord. We thank you, Father, today for Kelly today, Father, that you're healing Pastor Pam and Pastor Joel, oh God, whatever may be going on in their bodies and their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Geraldine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Harvey, Lord. Brother James, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Sister Lois, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for delivering. Lord, no matter what it is, there may be something trying to creep in right now, something trying to harm our bodies, oh God, but we thank you, Lord, today for the deliverance, oh God, for healing us right now, in the name of Jesus. Sister Kanisha, Lord, in the Makita, Sister Grace, God, Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for the deliverance, oh God. Sister Chris, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, you are the strong deliverer, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for delivering this morning, oh God, and removing those things, oh God, cleaning up the blood, oh God, cleaning up the mind, Lord, cleaning up the heart today, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, we thank you, Lord, today for anything that the enemy is trying to send our way, oh God, it is being sent back to wherever it came from, in the name of Jesus. Sister Belinda, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing her and her family, Lord, and each and every one of our family members, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, today for healing each one name by name, oh God. You know everybody. You know what is going on in the body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and continue to draw those who do not know you and the partner of their sins. So, Lord, we're believing for salvation for our families, oh God, those who are lost in their sin, those who are in the depths of despair, those who are in the depths of sin, oh God, doing all kinds of heinous things to their own selves, Lord. I come and bind up every generational curse in the name of Sheeta, whatever it might be, Lord, that you are bringing about change in the today, oh God. Clean up every bloodline today, Father, that people will not continue to do foolish things to themselves, oh God, to their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and give us wisdom on what to do concerning our lives and concerning our health, God. And Lord, as you give us that wisdom, let us do what you say, oh God. You said the healing of the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nation, and that's the herb-bearing trees, oh God, to help heal our bodies, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for those healings that are taking place right now in the name of Jesus. My God, oh yes, Lord Jesus. We pray for those who are in mourning right now because of the loss of a loved one, oh God. We pray, God, today that you give them peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, that they realize, oh God, when a person is gone, oh God, that those who were saved are with you, oh God. To be absent in their body is to be with the Lord. And we do pray for those who are still here, that they will heed the call, oh God, hear the clarion call of Jesus Christ to come and be saved, oh God. Jesus is beckoning people right now to come on into the kingdom, Lord. So we pray, God, today for many souls to come and be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and be on fire for you, God. So we thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost this morning, just burning all over the land. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So what we want to do right now, it's just to come in and give God some praise. We want to just praise his name, no petitions. We want to just give him honor, give him glory, because he is so awesome, and we just want to give him what is due this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, we just thank you, Lord, today for all that
hallelujah,
you're doing.
Lord, you are worthy
it's
of all
marvelous
praise.
In our eyes,
by your spirit, oh Lord God,
we praise your name, your name, God. Hallelujah.
You
are great, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. That in the midst, Lord God, of all the negative things that we hear, Lord God, that we can come and give your name the praise, Lord God, the honor and the glory, Lord God, that we can call upon you, Lord God, that we can just love on you, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are so the most son of this, and you are so good, Lord God. You are so good, Lord God. You are so good, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for being so merciful, Lord God. Thank you for your mercies, which are new every morning, Lord God. Lord God, even right now, we are experiencing your mercies, Lord God, because you remind us that morning, my morning, new mercies we see, Lord God. So we thank you for blessing us with new mercies, Lord God, in this day, Lord God. And Lord God, in this day, we can give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God, that we can acknowledge, Lord God, that we're only here because of you, because of your love, and because of your goodness, Lord God, because of your faithfulness, because of your righteousness, because of your justice, because of who you are, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because of who you are, we give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We can never bless you enough, Lord God. We can never honor you enough, Lord God. We can never lift up your holy and righteous name enough, Lord God. Lord, we bless your name for each time you allow us to do so, Lord God. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a gracious God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, you are so worthy. Lord, you are so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord God. Lord God, to praise you, Lord God. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to lift up your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. To bow down and worship you, Lord God. Because only you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name that every need is met in you, Lord God. There is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that every need, Lord God, every need is supplied. Hallelujah. That it be those in our doors up, because that it be those stuck in our doors up. That is according to your word, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You say, Lord God, you will supply every need. So we thank you that every need is met in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the gift of faith, Lord God. The faith to trust you, Lord God. The faith to call upon you, Lord God. The faith to stand upon your word.
Praise the Lord God.
The faith, Lord God, to confess your word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are almost cold and dead, so Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. I will call upon you, Lord. I will call upon you, Lord. You are so worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy of all praise, Lord God. You are worthy of all honor and glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord.
Blessed Savior. Blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. He the boy stuck in our boots, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for making that family life. Thank you for making that life. Everything.
God, you're the God of the forefathers, O Lord God. You're the God of the forefathers, O Lord God. You're the God of the dwelling place. and all generations.
Thank you. Yes,
God of
God.
Salvation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So strengthen us now, Lord God, as you come up before thee, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And now, Lord God, and
thank
thou can, Lord God. Hallelujah. Greater than you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we praise thee, God, and we worship.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord God, your love, Lord God, your love.
So we thank you, Lord God, as we press into it, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Strength, honor, glory, dominion, power, Lord God. Now and forever, Lord God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord
God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. In the name of
Hallelujah.
Time we have after that, so continue praying. Amen.
Amen. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God, God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for your protection, oh Lord God, especially over the weekend, oh Lord God. When they said it was okay to go forth, oh Lord God, we held our peace, oh Lord God. We invoke you, Lord God, in the word from your holy prophets, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, upon every remembrance, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you this morning, oh Lord God, for every child that was born, oh Lord God, over the weekend, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, every 911 situation, oh Lord God, every emergency situation, oh Lord God, those that are in waiting rooms around, oh Lord God, Lord God, those that are in nursing homes, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your protection, oh Lord God, for the people that don't have the mask, oh Lord God, to protect against this pandemic, oh Lord God, those that don't have gloves, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for what you have provided for us. Once again, oh Lord God, against those that would price gouge, oh Lord God, and the industry, oh Lord God, that just raise prices, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for those who did wisely that may have received stimulus money, oh Lord God, for it looks like they had set everything up, oh Lord God, to just take it back, oh Lord God. And some artificial way tell us that the economy is stimulated, oh Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, because you're the God that have all the wisdom and knowledge, oh Lord God. You're the God of perfect understanding, oh Lord God. You're the God that created all things, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. This world is ruled by your command, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless, oh Lord God, each and every one, oh Lord God, that has come, oh Lord God, that put in their time, talent, and treasure, oh Lord God, in the prayer for your deliverance ministry, Lord God. We pray that you keep us strong at this time, oh Lord God. Even those cases of prayers, oh Lord God, that need special attention, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Operations, oh Lord God. People that have gotten shot by guns, oh Lord God, major surgery that has to be done, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, hips, kidneys, oh Lord God, vital organs, oh Lord God, believing you, oh Lord God, not only to repair, oh Lord God, but to heal, oh Lord God, to put new organs, oh Lord God, because you're that kind of God, oh Lord God, you have that kind of healing power, you have that kind of deliverance power, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, even a couple of the Kodiyasi, oh Lord, no Kodiyasa, God, in the church, oh Lord God, their marriage is coming together, no Kodiyasi, oh Lord God, in the different way, Lord God, and there was joy that I kind of see, oh Lord God, just rejoicing, oh Lord God, and watching you, Lord God, work your miracle, oh Lord God, at the pace that you're working at, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. Come to the understanding, oh Lord God, that this is your earth, oh Lord God, that you made it, oh Lord God, and we were designed to praise you, God, and to worship you, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying that the few more, Lord God, the few billion more, oh Lord God, that needs to come to the knowledge, oh Lord God, of your saving power, Lord God. They ain't proceed, man, I got your side, oh God, that they will hurry and quickly, so Lord God, before it's ever lasted too late, oh Lord God. Lord God, gather together our children, oh Lord God, and the teenagers, oh Lord God, and the young adults that are lost, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the single parents, oh Lord God, that are struggling to make it through, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are incarcerated, oh Lord God, that they would have a change of heart for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, so able to call Rasadana Kariosi, Lord God, they had sent out an alarm, oh Lord God, they said that it would be peace, peace, oh Lord God, but Lord God, your word said sudden destruction come, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, save us from the hour, Lord God, of temptation today, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, that comes upon the earth, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Help keep our mouth full of the praises, oh Lord God, and the word, oh Lord God, to give the fruits out for thee, oh Lord God, of the spirit, oh Lord God, love, joy, peace, suffering, oh hallelujah, Lord God, gentleness, oh Lord God, when they come, oh Lord God, the people are hungry now, Lord God, their minds are turned, oh Lord God, their ears are attentive, oh Lord God, so Lord God, use us, oh Lord God, for your glory and your honor, Lord God, be glorified, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, send us, oh Lord God, we go, oh Lord God, we're standing, oh Lord God, in the ready position, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, look, oh Lord God, in some sense at war, and rumors of war, oh Lord God, and the enemies that left each other, Lord God, destroying each other, Lord God, in the name, they call your side, God, that it has subsided, Lord God, that they're pulling together, Lord God, as people, as a country, Lord God, as a world, oh Lord God, glorifying you, Lord God, searching, oh Lord God, for resources, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for the eyes of understanding, oh Lord God, that are open now, oh Lord God, through the Holy Spirit of promise, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, so many billions of dollars been spent, oh Lord God, as they advertise, oh Lord God, things that we never thought of, oh Lord God, you have blessed us tremendously. Hey, Bullshit, Nanakari, Asa, Lord God, you have blessed, oh Lord. Lord God, things that never even entered the mind, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and they just hoard up the money, oh Lord God, and treat your people as though they were peasants, oh Lord God, and cause them to struggle, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, just leaving the homeless, oh Lord God, unattended, oh Lord God, giving them the stress, oh Lord God, that fall from the table, oh Lord God, and that which is used, oh Lord God, and we have made us a rich nation, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch the hearts of those, oh Lord God, that are hoarding, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are abusing, oh Lord God, and causing unsafe living conditions, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, touch their heart, oh Lord God. Take out that heart of stony heart, oh Lord God. We pray that you would give them a heart of flesh, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they would reign over the people, oh Lord God, that they would take a remnant in that offense that you gave them, oh Lord God, and do the right things, oh Lord God, that they would be saved, oh Lord God, full of thy power, Lord God. Break the powers, oh Lord God, of these generational curses, oh Lord God. Break the power, oh Lord God, of Baal, oh Lord God, that's for Baal and, oh Lord God, in their hearts, oh Lord God. Most pagan religions, oh Lord God, we break the curses, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, put the people there, oh Lord God, that are able to do the work, oh Lord God, that are filled with thy spirit, oh Lord God, that we may move, oh Lord God, back into a time of reverence and praise, oh Lord God. Reverse the curses, oh Lord God, that they took the praise out of the school, oh Lord God. Put it back there, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Sanctify homes, oh Lord God. Touch the minds, oh Lord God, of parents, oh Lord God, to teach their children while this pandemic is here, Lord God, how to praise, how you are, Lord God, how we came about being, oh Lord God, that you have so loved us, oh Lord God, in this world, oh Lord God, that you took, oh Lord God, your only begotten Son, oh Lord God, sacrificed him, oh Lord God, sent him to Calvary, oh Lord God, he led captivity captive, oh Lord God, the gift of the Holy Ghost unto men, oh Lord God, so Lord God, we ask you to strengthen us, oh Lord God, even right now, that Akadio see God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We glad call sheet, oh no, call your son. God, we thank you for your protection, oh Lord God. He call your son, Anakadio son. After all they do, oh Lord God, after all the satanery that they're doing, oh Lord God, after all the words, oh Lord God, after all the policies that they spin, oh Lord God, and that lying spirit, oh Lord God, we pray that you break it right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Send your people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we know that you to be a miracle working God, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. But you freed us, oh Lord God. Ancestors, oh Lord God, out of the land of Egypt, oh Lord God. You are the only stimulus package, oh Lord God. And from there, Lord God, we have availed to this day, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God, and by your spirit, oh Lord God. So we thank you this morning and we praise you. Continue to work the miracles, oh Lord God. Children, oh Lord God, children diabetes, oh Lord God, children cancer, oh Lord God. God, just work, oh Lord God, in the miraculous way. We give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you. Hey, oh Satan, our God, you're worthy. Okay, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist Juanita, are you still there?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we just continue to bless your name this morning, Lord God. Lord God, to give you thanks, Lord God. Praise, honor, glory, and reverence, because there is none like you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for who you are, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we raise a hallelujah, Lord God, in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. We raise a hallelujah to you, Lord God, because you are oh so worthy, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because you have been and are so good to us, Lord God. In spite of all that's going on around us, Lord God, in spite, Lord God, of those that don't serve you, that don't want to serve you, Lord God, that refuse to serve you, Lord God, you are still good to your people, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you tell us in your word that the people that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, Lord God, that even in this season, Lord God, that we're enduring to know you more and more, Lord God, to know who you are, Lord Lord God, to tell others of who you are, Lord God. Lord God, to share, Lord God. Lord God, of your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God, your holiness, your righteousness, and your justice, Lord God. Lord God, never to be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it is truly the power of God, Lord God, unto salvation to all who believe, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you continue to raise up a mighty army, Lord God. Lord God, those that are not afraid nor ashamed, Lord God, to tell of who you are, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're raising up those that will stand on your word in spite of all that's going on around us, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, Lord God, that we are those that will stand on your word, Lord God, because you told us, Lord God, that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand. We are children of your word, and Lord God, I thank you for it so much, Lord God. Lord, I ask, Lord God, today, Lord God, that each one of us, Lord God, has come together this morning, Lord God, to praise you and to worship you, Lord God, that you will give us that extra unction, Lord God, of strength to go forth, Lord God, to press on, Lord God, Lord God, to run on to see what the end is going to be, Lord God, that we would not grow weary, hallelujah, Lord God, that we would not grow weary in well-doing, because, Lord God, you have a due season, Lord God. Father God, that we will be those, Lord God, that will continue to stand on the front lines, Lord God, lifting up the bloodstained banner, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God, not bowing down to man, Lord God. Lord God, but standing up for your righteousness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Could never thank you enough. Could never worship you enough. Could never praise you enough, Lord God. But, Lord God, we bless your name for each opportunity you give us to do so, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are so dobrodošli. You are so good to us, Lord God. Lord God, we just couldn't tell it all, Lord God. I don't care how much we try, Lord God. We could never tell it all, Lord God. Lord God, I had their dobrodošli. As the songwriter said, Lord God, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Lord, let us just count our blessings, Lord God. Lord God, we're blessed in this city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed going out. We're blessed coming in, Lord God. We're blessed even when we don't know we're blessed, Lord God, because you are our God and Father. You are our healer and redeemer. You are our Savior. You are the one that looks beyond our faults and supplies our need, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God. Our lives are hidden in you, Lord God. So we are blessed, Lord God, beyond, Lord God, measure, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your continued goodness to us, Lord God, for your continued faithfulness to us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even when we're faithless, Lord God, you remain faithful, Lord God. Even when we allow doubt to come in and fear, Lord God, you remain the same, Lord God. You don't change, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God. Lord God, to, Lord God, help us to encourage each other, Lord God, to keep our eyes on you, Lord God, to keep looking up to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, Lord God, the one who never fails. There is no failure in you, Lord God. So I just thank you so much, Lord God, for this privilege and opportunity, Lord God, you give us today, Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord God, to bless your name, Lord God, to call upon you, Lord God, not to ask you for anything, Lord God, but to thank you for everything, Lord God, because you know what we need before we ask. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. So I just give you praise this morning, Lord God. I honor and worship you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. And I thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Can never thank you enough, Lord God. Can never praise you enough, Lord God. Lord God, bless your name, Lord God, as you're bringing us through, Lord God. You're bringing us through, Lord God. Your word, hey, both see not those, Lord God. The word says, Lord God, that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we will fear no evil, Lord God, because you are with us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us every step of the way, regardless of what's going on in our lives, Lord God, that you're with us every step of the way. Thank you for your love that doesn't fail, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the great God and Father that you are. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for these prayers this morning. It is just, I need to find out, does anybody have anything that you want to share? There's something that the Lord has put on your heart to share this morning. Is there something that somebody has they want to share this morning that would be encouraging?
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I want to share. Thank you, Jesus. I knew that on last week I'd ask you guys to pray for these allergies. I have allergies. And I had a stomach virus, and I didn't recognize that all the stuff that I was doing, you know, because I like to eat healthy, you know, and all the stuff that I was doing was continuing on with the stomach virus. So I was really dehydrated, and I had been waking up with dry mouth and whatnot, you know, and I just kept renouncing that spirit. I kept saying, you know, you got this COVID and whatnot. I don't know, you know, and so I kept just standing and trusting in the Lord. And I kept, yesterday I said, you know what, Juanita, no, Saturday, I kept saying, Juanita, you need to press on and just go to the hospital and get yourself checked out. And I'm not a person that's really privy for hospitals and stuff like that, but I pressed my way on, and I went to the hospital and got checked out and found out that my anemic, and that's why I had been so tired. And you know, they did a lot of blood tests and whatnot and said that all the blood tests looked good and everything looked well. But when I came home, I recognized that I had went through an episode on Saturday that whatever this thing was that was trying to take me down, that God was removing it. Because I went through an episode where my body went through all type of changes. I went from hot to cold. I was coughing. I was going through a whole lot of stuff. And I recognized that at that point that whatever this was that God was delivering me from whatever it was that was trying to take me down. So I just thank God so much for just standing on the word of God. Because sometimes we don't really know. We don't know what's going on. And when we're those that will stand on the word of God or encourage others to pray, Lord God, pray to the Lord, that we're most of the time, that we're the first ones that the spirit of the enemy will try to attack, you know, to break down our witness. But I thank God so much for his faithfulness, you know, for his faithfulness and for who he is. And I thank God for the will to stand on his word and to just move forth in him. So I just wanted to share that and hope that it will encourage somebody just to stand on the word regardless of what, you know, trust God, because God is able. You know, and whenever we're praying to God and whatnot, yeah, we're going to be, we're on the front lines because we're praying. And prayer does change things. So continue to pray, continue to trust God, continue to read your word. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for blessing our sister, Evangelist Juanita. Hallelujah. Jesus, somebody ought to praise
the Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
The victory is in you, Lord God. The victory is in you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your doings.
Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will do it. Yes, he will do it. And I just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Because even in the midst of all that, my granddaughter was the only person that called me to check on me. And when she called me, she said, Grandma, she just reminded me of the word. And I was so grateful to that. I said, Lord, I said, all the time that I've been ministering to this girl and, you know, taking her to church and whatnot, I thank God that she called me and she kept reminding me of the word. You know, so we, you know, we still got to keep sowing them seeds within our family. Keep sowing those seeds. Keep sowing them seeds, and they will fall on good ground and bring forth fruit to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I just want to share something before we go. And something happened over the weekend as I was studying the Word of God in the book of Exodus. And when the children of Israel were out there in the wilderness, there was a seed that they encountered, which was coriander seed. And I said, you know, Lord, what is that? I said, I want to know because, you know, we use it as a spice, and what can it do for your body? And so I did some research. I looked it up. And there are different things, and I encourage you to all just listen very carefully to what I'm getting ready to tell you because some of you may need to get some coriander seed and use it. So this coriander seed is good for various things that can, you know, help your body. So I went and bought me some of that seed so I could make a tea. Just, you know, to have it, it helps to balance your cholesterol. It helps with arthritis. If you have thyroid problems, it can help that. It can help you with weight loss if you need to lose weight. It controls diabetes. It improves eye health. And there are other things that it can help do. So, you know, many times we talk about the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nation. And it's the leaves on the trees. God put the herb-bearing trees here to help heal us. And, you know, when you take these herbs or we drink teas and maybe put some of the herbs on your food, you're not going to have side effects because it's an herb. So just think about that, you know. I'm one for using some kind of herb to help heal and to pray. You know, we pray, and when you pray in faith, believing God will heal, and you have to maybe sometimes take some herbs and drink some tea to help heal your body. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm not a doctor, but I know that, you know, God has put those herbs there for us. And as we are, you know, when I ask everyone to praise the Lord, one of the things that I remember, and there's scripture in the Bible that talks about God inhabiting the praises of Israel. And while we're praising God, you can trust God to help you, to heal you, to deliver you. In the book of Psalms, chapter 22 and 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." And when God inhabits your praises, the devil cannot get inside of your praise. The devil cannot hinder what you're believing God to do for you. So, you know, when we come here, sometimes we just ask you to praise him, not petition the Lord, but just to praise him and thank him. Even if you're going through something, even if your body is feeling crazy, if you're feeling like things are not the way they should be, if you just praise the Lord, if you just dance, I mean, even in your own home, I tell you, dance in your house, shout through the house, give God praise because he inhabited the praises of Israel, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So everybody be encouraged. God is still working on us, through us, in us, and we want to continue to keep our eyes on him, find out where he wants us to go. God has put every one of us here for such a time as this. And there's something that you were put here to do. You were not put here in this earth just to be here in this earth realm. But every one of us has something that God wants us to do. So let's seek the Father. Look to him. Look into him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We will look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. And as the Lord helps us, we want to help other people. So reach out and touch somebody. Give somebody a hug. Over the phone, I guess, right now. But I do miss my hugs because I'm a hugger. So I'll be glad when we can go around and give some hugs again. I love each and every one of you, and I decree that the favor, God and man, be with you everywhere you go. I decree that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that our families are coming to Jesus Christ. Those who are not saved yet, we're believing. that in the future they're looking so much better because they're looking like more like Jesus Christ. We know we were made in his image, and we want to imitate him. So I decree and declare that we are blessed and highly favored, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, saith the Lord. So keep everyone in prayer. We pray for you. You pray for us. And I love you. Have a good day. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session, and if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.